All right, good afternoon, dear listeners of Eagle FM. It's exactly 35 minutes past 2, and you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas. It's, of course, your favorite Francina and the other one. So today, what is the date of today, Bushe?
It's the 6th of January, and someone special to me was actually born today.
Yes. Okay. So, Bushe,
it's my dad, ne? Oh. I hope you're not smiling since I it's someone special to me. So you might be seeing
I'm just feeling like I'm happy for you. Yes.
Okay. I felt since I said someone special to me, you took it as
something
else, but yes.
No, Bushe. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Anyways, a very good afternoon to the Eagle FM listeners. You are now tuned into, how must I say, Social Times. The Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30.
Yes. And today, I have something for all of us today, which is like I want us to talk about embracing your unique path, You know, finding your strength the English is running, everyone.
It's a Tuesday, and you seem exhausted already.
No, I'm not exhausted. I'm excited.
Should I say second week of January?
Is it?
I don't know.
So, midday, I want us to embrace our unique path, and I know somebody is actually wondering, what does Francina mean, like embracing our unique path?
Yes, please make us understand.
You know, you will find a person that you can see this person is capable, is having the capability of being someone, but that specific person doesn't have confidence. They judge their appearance, or they feel like they cannot do it. So that's what I mean, like by embracing your unique path. You know, you have a hidden talent somewhere, but you are just doubting yourself. You feel like, no, I cannot do it. I'm not capable. What will society say? How? When? Where? You just care about what society and other people think, and you feel you are scared of failing. This is what we mean by finding your unique path, the strength. You're trying to act like a pastor.
No.
Yeah.
But actually what you are saying there, it's something that I've seen a lot have come across too. You know, sometimes it's us that we put down ourselves.
Yep.
You know, you want to achieve something in life. You have something that you have in mind that you want to do. And then you think of, if I do this now, what do people say? They might judge me. Let me say, for example, you want to start a business. You want to start a business, and you looking at the place where you want to start a business, the environment is not that good. Let me say you start off from the streets.
Yeah.
Look at those that stand, if you see when you're on your way home. Those that are in Windhoek, I don't know about other places, but mostly in Windhoek. The ones that send them between the road, like in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
That are selling the sweets, the polonies, and whatnot. One would think of, you are trying to figure out what can you do to be earning something, you know, to be helping yourself or your family. So you think of me now standing there selling. Or let me say you are a street vendor, you are selling by the roadside, and you know, like if you go to schools and all, that's where you find most hospitals, clinics, selling outside, right? Now you are there, and you think of now my classmates, my friends, people from where, now when they see me here selling on the roadside, selling Oshkundu fat cakes, airtime, you know, and you now have a fear of, what do they say? They'll be now laughing at me. I'm on the roadside selling fat cakes, popcorns, knickknacks, sweets. And now you are looking at the things that you are selling because you prefer being in a tuck shop. You feel like tuck shop is better because you are in a place where there's shade. The things are they are protected from the sun and everything. Cause the tuck shop must, it's either you are in a container. Mm. Or maybe it's just like a built-in a house and there's like a tuck shop, just a better place.
Mm.
Now you feel like it's better being seen there, but you being seen on the roadside, you are scared of what would they think. Now you are trying to make a difference to your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you are home. You have so much ideas of how you can, where you can start off, and. You know, some that are owning catering businesses now, and some of them just started from there.
Mm-hmm.
They just started off with selling, just some started off cooking from home, yeah? Selling food, like doing lunch packs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Some have started from the streets, selling by the roadside, kapana, gizzards, and sosaikis and all that. Just by the roadside. And you know you have a fear of when they see me selling, the shyness sometimes come in. They see you selling on the roadside. You are embarrassed. But I wouldn't be embarrassed selling by the roadside dry meat or gizzards or fish or, because you are trying to make a living out of it. The ones that you are trying to now, try not for them to see who you are, what you are doing. Some of them, they don't care about you. You are hustling. You are trying to make a difference. It's way better than you being a criminal. You being in the streets, grabbing phones from people or stealing from people or scamming people and all that, you know?
Mm.
So there's just so many things that one would want to do, but it feels like you're doing it for them. I mean, we are all here to survive, right? So it's best for you to do something that's right, rather than because you are scared of, okay, now you are scared of being seen what you are doing, selling by the roadside. Now, what's more embarrassing? Is it the one you've been seen selling kapana on the roadside or popcorns or sweets or chips? Rather, you've been seen on social media, in the newspaper, hearing your name being said on radio. Hmm? And social media, like I said, newspaper that you were caught, or you were caught stealing, doing housebreaking, or scamming someone, or, you know, doing something illegal. Which one is better? At least this is something that even someone can help you. This is where you can also find yourself opening doors for yourself, because you don't know where the luck will come from. Hmm? You are here fearing that you are scared to be seen selling on the roadside, but then you'll be selling on the roadside, someone that's good can be sent to your way. And this person help you by making your business grow bigger, by offering, just meeting you also halfway. You don't know where this business can take you, how far it can take you.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike where you are now being found, at least that's better, being found doing something illegal. Now everyone, at least that part, not everyone will see you, that the ones that know you, that will find, come across you on the roadside and all that. But newspaper. Newspaper that circulates everywhere. Social media, everyone is online.
Mm.
Radio, most people listen to radio, TV, like, it will just be seen, man. So, let's consider, when you are trying to do something, don't think of what people say. Think of where it will take you to.
Oh, ho.
Mm-hmm.
Bushi, why do you sound so angry?
No, I'm not angry, but it's just something that I have seen. And I myself,
mm-hmm.
I was like that. When I was a student, I was a self-funding student.
Mm.
And now me being a self-funding student, it's a lot because you need taxi, you need so many things, you know, to make sure that you get to school, to make sure you do your assignments. You also need airtime and all that. So I think second year, third year, I myself used to sell by the roadside.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sell gizzards and not chicken feet, no. But I know I was more on gizzards outside the house. But at first I started with wings.
My candy bar.
I started off with wings. And at first I would be shy, being seen now selling on the roadside. Now they'll think I'm just there, I'm useless, I'm what. Then I told myself, no man, I'm doing something for myself, right? I'm not going to ask someone for money or anything. So I went with the flow and I loved doing it. I eventually started loving what I was doing, and I even found myself where by one of the artists, every time he would pass by to come and support my business. I won't mention his name on air, but he, every day he has to pass by and support my business by selling that. And I'm like, okay, you see, you get to meet different people, you know? Don't think because you are the roadside, someone of a high profile or someone that's known or someone that's, I don't know how to put it, who come to you and support you. You see, you don't know what you do, you are doing, what it will lead you to. So this is something where it can lead, like most people you'll be like, but how did she get to be who she is right now? Someone that used to just sell, trots, ne? I think it's trots. I'm not sure now. Ma condo no, in goat meat in a goat head and what's or not. You find them selling, someone that was just selling that. Just imagine that, just that being sold. And now they own a kitchen soup, or they own a whole big catering business. They are the ones really cooking for different events, and you know, now you'll be wondering how they got there, but they just got there from selling those, cleaning those goat feet and cow feet feet and all that. I think they are called trots, I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken. Yes. So you are that's where they started from. But now you think of that, some people are lucky. But you just got to see this person from when they have achieved or what they have achieved, but you didn't see their life from scratch, how they got to be where they are.
Okay. Okay, now we are just focusing on business actually. Now let's focus on talent, like a real life talent. Somebody can actually sing, but it's he or she is scared to be laughed at, or he or she can draw. And when you listen at this big artist, ne, telling their stories and be like, no, I just used to sell in Targets, and then one day I make a video, it went viral. That's where I began. And then now there's somebody out there, you can tell, no, this person is actually talented, but they are just scared to showcase their talent because they'll be like, what will society feel like? Am I even worth it?
What will they say about me?
What will they say about me? Sometimes it's you are your own enemy. Sometimes you are your own enemy.
Yeah.
Because no one is holding you back, but you are holding yourself back because you are scared. People didn't even yet judge you, but you are already judging yourself because what do you mean? If people, I saw the other person getting laughed at. What if I also do the same and then they laugh at me? Yeah? But sometimes just go out there, show your talent, show us your talent. Yeah? Don't be scared of what society thinks. Just, you know, because if you hear these stories of, let me give a well-known artist, like, let me say Nicki Minaj them, yeah? They will tell you their story where, like, I used to sell at Target. First, like, they used to sell in shops. Then they are the biggest artist now in the world. Now, so, like, the Namibian people have this mentality of, like, Namibia has a small population. Where will you go with your music talent?
How far it will take you and how much will you be earning by just performing?
Look at Shaq Champion. That guy is now going abroad, right? But he showcased his talent. He didn't care what people thought of him or think of him.
I think some things, it needs sometimes courage. You know, you are all alone. You have never shared your talent with someone, or no one has seen your talent because you are shy. There are some people that are good at what they do, but they are shy to show it. So some of them were just busy singing. You are like, you are all alone in the house,
yeah.
or you're in the bathroom, or just somewhere, and then you start singing. And then someone overhears you, and then they get so impressed from what they hear. And they'll be like, you have a beautiful voice. Mm. Why don't you try? That's now where they think of, like, oh, let me give it a try. Because someone has encouraged them, someone has spoken to them, someone has opened their mind, and then they will try to give it a flow.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are some that will try to be still stubborn enough until maybe they have reached 2 to 10 people saying, encouraging them to go do the same thing. And, I have actually seen a lady. One day I was at my friend's place, and it's like flats, right? So she was behind the room of my friend's place, and she thought there was no one in the room. We're actually there, but we were asleep. And she was busy singing. And then I kept quiet. I'm like, oh, someone with a beautiful voice. She went to go, then I think, she was in the house now. She was still singing.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, you have a beautiful voice. Why don't you try it? And it's like, ugh, do you think I really do? I'm like, yes, you have a beautiful voice. Why don't you try? Try recording. You know, sometimes try practicing from home.
Mm-hmm.
Try recording yourself. Listen to yourself. Because sometimes you'll be discouraged. You'll be like, you start thinking of, I'm just new in the industry. I'll just be new in the industry. How will I reach to earn an income from this? But you didn't think of, you didn't think of, you can just start now. And by tomorrow, you own, I don't know, half of the things to your name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But because you look at other people, and then you think of, will Anga make it? Or will I succeed in this? Because of you looking at someone that has been in an industry for so long, just you feel like you won't be able to overtake them, or, you know, be further them. Yo, what am I saying? But anyways, I'm gonna revert back that. But be like, how do I put this now? You know, the word was there, but it's, you know when you want to say something, eh?
Yeah.
And then the word disappears. Generally, the words want to disappear. But anyways.
Like the cabbage.
But anyways, you think of, will I be able to overtake them where they stand? Let me go back to business. You think of, oh, someone that owns this and this. That person took them 10 years to be where they are. But to you, it might just take a month or a year. And you even be more than what they have, or have more what they have.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the same destinies. Don't compare yourself to someone else thinking because they did it, you, now what about you? You'll be like, if Francina just took for her 5 years, mutu for me to even take 20 years to be who I want to become.
Mm-hmm.
But did you give it a try? Most of them, where they are, they gave it a try. They took the risk. Now you have a fear of failing that moment. And sometimes, the moment you just tried it and it didn't come out the way you wanted it, or didn't work out the way you wanted it to be, you already give up. You're already giving up.
Mm.
But did you give it a try? Or you just give it a one try, and then you are discouraged already.
Yeah.
Instead of you trying to try this, Kucha. No. Same thing as going to school. You wanted to graduate, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have been failing the modules, but you kept on going to school. Why are you going to school? It's because you want to graduate. You want to make sure that you make it throughout the year. You make sure that you don't repeat that module. You make sure that you wear that cap.
Mm-hmm.
And now what's stopping you from achieving who you want to be? What's stopping you from being who you want to be? If you could make it through school whereby you make sure that you made told yourself, I'll make sure that I'll graduate. And you've graduated. What's stopping you from showing out your talent or being who you want to be? Sometimes you just have to be the original you. Just be the you. And don't try to pretend to be someone else or to do something just to show that someone that you can do it. You know, sometimes you have so much talent, you have so much, like it says, everyone has their own gift.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that you've been doing this and you are very good at it, give it a try. Don't think of, hi, how far will it take me now? And then you think of the funds. How much I need now, at least a loan for $1,000 and what's or not to do what I have to do. But then sometimes you're even overreacting because of who you want to become and who you want to be. You are overreacting of now, how will I achieve this? How become this kind of person? Or, and all that. You're already discouraging yourself. You know, sometimes we discourage ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you want to become someone or you want to do something, but then you are discouraging yourself of to, I won't be able to, or you're just even trying. And then you felt that moment, you try to like let go of the things and stop it. So sometimes we need to be encouraged also.
Yeah.
But the courage, it takes someone's courage by when you also now try to speak to someone. I know it's not easy, but if you try to just speak to someone like, yo guys, I have tried doing this or I've tried doing that. But the stubbornness sometimes is there. The stubbornness can be there. You know, and let me say, for example, you have a good cooking skill. Maybe because I love cooking. You have a good cooking skill and someone says, no, you are very good at cooking. Then you think of other caterings like, no, I'm not good at cooking. But you just need to go for some training. Sometimes you just need a little bit of training. Sometimes your hands are gifted. You are just good at it. You don't even need, sometimes you don't need the training. Maybe you just need a little bit of skills. Maybe just a 6 month skill just for you to sharpen your skills. You go for a hospitality, catering or what or not, classes for 6 months and then you are sharp, you are good to go. Maybe you just need to learn some things here and there. But now you feel like, that's enough for you. But most people, they are good at what they are good at. But let me say, even baking, making cakes and all that. Someone, okay, they have a skill of baking, but they also went for, they attended some classes for at least 5 to 6 months just for them to game up and to sharpen their skills in what they are doing because they want to be perfect. Although no one is perfect in this world. We have exactly 3 minutes to the hour of three. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to The Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30. If you have just tuned in, what are we talking about, Mbushe?
We are talking about embracing your unique path. Finding yourself. Find that talent. You know you have a talent, but you're trying to hide it because you care so much about what society will think. You know what, when you are talking, there's something came in my mind. You know, some people, they want a good life so bad that they are not patient enough.
The soft life.
Yeah, they want the soft life. They feel like, okay, they just tried once. For 1 month, they tried. They are saying, no, it's actually not good enough. It's not bringing in the bag that I want or the cash that I want. Now the person karma is giving up because, what do you mean you are giving up? You didn't even try harder. But just because of laziness and you so much want a luxurious life, you tend to give up on your talent and you are sleeping on your talent.
And it says nothing comes on a silver plate. Now you want something to just come itself there, to bring itself. It won't bring itself. You have to look for it sometimes.
It has to take
now time. You are just, it's like as if you are doing it for the society. You are sitting at home. You are shy to speak. You are shy to go out there and stand in front of the whole big crowd because it's like as if you are doing, you know, I'm a shy person. Yeah. And
me too.
I never loved a crowd of people. So one day I told myself, I think I was going to attend an event. Hey, that partner, I was an intern and you're being sent off to go to events, you know, and take your whatever information you're going to get from there and bring it back and share what you have observed and all that. Now, the first day I walked into that room, a crowd of people, and it was full and I had found the event already had started. I think 30 minutes into the event, but the main speaker hasn't started yet, you know? So I looked at the whole crowd of people and I'm like, hey, me to walk from the back to the podium to place down my phone to take a recording. Hey, I was so shy. So then it was so difficult to overcome this.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day I told myself, imagine just you and the speaker that's in that room. Yeah? So I just used to tell myself, right now I'm standing up going to take my phone to go record or something. So let me take it as it's just me and the speaker in that room. Just take it as a speaker is speaking to you. Pretend it's just the two of you. Take these people as they are in, like they're invisible. Like, so I make sure that I don't look around.
Mm-hmm.
I just stand up, walk straight to the podium, do what I have to do, come back. You know, it was not easy also encouraging myself to do that. So I will start counting in my heart, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, stand up and go. So I did such a thing. So it's not easy, you know, being in the society, most especially if you are even a shy person, it's not an easy thing. It's hard to overcome. It's, I don't know, even just you finding yourself going somewhere, you wish you were too. That you'll be more encouraged. So it's the same thing as someone talking to you. Mm-hmm. When someone speaks to you, opens your mind to this, it gives you the energy that, okay, someone has spoken some light into me or has opened my mind into this. But if you are all alone, you will hardly do it yourself because there's no one pushing you or getting the courage.
Mm-hmm.
So at least when you are seated and you think of three people have come across you saying this, why don't I give it a try?
Mm.
There's a reason why they are telling me this or telling me to do this or doing this for me. Then you think of, what would they say? Don't think about people. If you think about people, you will end up being in the same position, doing the same thing, or being home, not finding to do something because of what will people say. Same thing, I'm just more in business. You want to start selling business products, perfumes, facial products, any certain product you want to sell. Then you think of your contacts. And then you'll be like, in my contacts, I have like 65 contacts and maybe 40 to 50 are the ones who view my status. Then you think of who will my contacts now support me? Maybe just one or two. You're already discouraging yourself.
Mm.
And then you'll be like, what will my people be saying? I'm selling perfume.
Mm.
That's $50. It's better. It's better than nothing better and than all nothing. That. Yes.
So it's exactly 3 minutes past three. Nice. And we are quickly going to the marketplace. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and
Eagle Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendike nawa nokumona oijabu ili nawa. Ninge patafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora esatimwe ibali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile ko derewa bra hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome back, dear listeners.
Yes,
it's 5 minutes past three, ne? And if you have just tuned in, you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francina. Of course, I'm the favorite one. And
you can call us in studio. What have I done? You can call us in studio 083-2888-401. That's 083-2888-401. If you have your views and opinion on what we have for you in studio today, and that's on
embracing your unique path. Embracing. It's a unique word. You must embrace yourself. Show your talent. Showcase your talent. But I have you ever seen somebody, like I've seen this woman, she did NAMCOL for 10 years. Yeah?
Just has been doing what?
NAMCOL.
10 years a lot.
10 years. But now she's a teacher. She never gave up. She's a teacher now.
Same as someone hunting, job hunting.
Ish, but
you know how painful it is for a job hunting, yeah? Whereby someone that was, they are done, waiting to graduate, already like working. You that took you 5 to 7 years, you are still job hunting. And then you want to give up already, which, Francina just graduated, she didn't even yet graduate. Waiting to graduate and she's already working. And for me, it's now 5 to 7 years and I'm still job hunting. Let me just stop here. Who got a job?
Maybe I'm cursed.
It's fine. Let me just stick to selling my fish and fat cakes and oros by the roadside. That's it. I won't be applying anymore. I won't be sending my papers through anymore. It's fine, man. It can't be.
Because you find a well-educated person working in PEP.
That's why don't judge on who you see. You see someone selling kapana all dusty and rusty and what's not, then you start judging. You don't know the person.
Yeah.
This person can be holding a whole qualification, a bigger one than yours. We all have our own titles. So don't be discouraged because you see, yes, it's a lot of years, you job hunting, but not, and what's more painful, I had a cousin. I have a cousin that, she's older than, I think she's to her 50s now. I think she's 38 to 40s, 50s. I don't really know her age, but she's between the 38 to 40 or 40. I don't know. I'm not sure. Let me not lie, but I know she's older. Like they could be like maybe even 30 years between me and her. She did education. I think she started with, accounting. She went to education. And then education she did first, I think she did lower. And then she went back to school again. Just education. Upgrade her qualification and all that. And then now she sells dry meat. So she sells dry meat. She has been selling dry meat for the past, 15 years, I don't know. But she completed long time ago. I think that time I was still in my primaries, if I'm not mistaken. And then she recently graduated, I think last of last year, I can't remember. She went back to school again. I think maybe 3 to 4 years back she graduated. Still selling her dry meat. She has been applying for jobs here and there. And then she like gave up, like, it's fine, man. What's happening? She didn't even go for interviews. She went for one or two interviews and she gave up. She's like, what's the point? I'm even old now and there's no, let me just stick to my dry meat. It's fine. As long as I'm getting something to help myself. Then one day she just by a surprise, to her surprise, she went for an interview. Now she's working as a teacher.
My dear.
But she almost gave up. She was at the verge,
on the edge of giving up.
Yes.
There's come a light. At the end of the tunnel, but we don't know who put the light there.
Now, someone said, why can't the light come at the beginning of the tunnel?
At the beginning of the tunnel. Well,
yes. So, we are all going through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And some things that right now we are doing, we are not doing it for ourselves, like we are doing it for the people. Same thing as someone you are job hunting. You are job hunting. You get a job that's not permanent.
Mm-hmm.
It's a temporary one. And then you are there trying to say, I want a permanent one. Or you are there saying, I want a job of what I studied. Like, I cannot take that job.
Mm.
I mean, while you are busy working with whatever job you got, you can still continue job hunting.
Yeah.
It's better than being home. At least while you are working, you are busy job hunting there. Now you want, because you know that you studied journalism and media studies, then you find yourself as a secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Or a PA, personal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are like, oh, I cannot be a secretary now. Imagine the people that know me, they'll find me in front of an office, and I'm the one that's there, secretary. Now, how will they know that I studied journalism and media? I want them to know that I studied journalism and media studies. You want to show them that you did something better and not secretary. You are trying to choose titles. But I mean, you can be a secretary. You can be a cashier. Until you reach to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Until you get your dream job and all that. But now you are thinking of what I have to, you are turning down the job offer because you are thinking of what will my old schoolmates and high schoolmates and tertiary classmates and all that, what will they say when they find me being a cashier or packing things into the shelves?
Nice.
You are in ShopRite, Pick n Pay, Woolworths. You are packing the food or drinks and or clothes or folding clothes, and then you are scared for what people think of you. You are at a car wash. You are washing cars. You think what people think of me. You are busy selling tuck shop. You are like, what do they think of me? Now, meaning, what you want to become in life, what you are doing, are you doing it for the people or for yourself? And now you have the fear of they'll start laughing at you. But this people where they are, you don't know what they went through. Maybe they are there wishing like, oh, I wish I was Francina.
No,
she completed, she's not working her dream job, but she's working in Mr. Price. It's better. I'm getting something at least. And while you're getting something, you're also preparing yourself as you are job hunting to get your dream job. By the time you get your dream job, you might find yourself not spending so much on now buying furniture for your room and all that, because you started off with when you're working at Mr. Price, or when you're saving up, at least it's helping you. It's meeting you halfway or it's meeting you somewhere. Now you are there turning down job offers because you have the fear of, what do the people from my village say? You want, when you're going to the village, they know that you are working in a high profile, you have a high profile, and you don't want them to think of you are a bartender, or you are a cashier, or you are a waitress and all that. But some even used to be waitress. They used to offer coffee. They used to do so many things. Some used to work in offices where they just do the cleaning and doing coffee for their bosses, and that's it. But they are now earning some. Most, even if you listen to see most of them, they'll be like, for me, my holiday job, I used to go, I used to work in a photo, this place that they give, what you call this place, the ones that where you, this, you do photocopies and all that.
Printing shops.
You are scared of the title of what do they say.
Mm-hmm.
You just want the title of what you have studied for, but that's not where we all start.
Mm-hmm.
Some start from what they have studied. They, like, immediately what you studied for, you get that job, you start working. And even if it's not a permanent job, it's a temporary one, but you don't know how far it will take you. Okay, it's a 1-year contract. it's end of the year, it's December, and you know that my contract is ending by the end of next month. Just when you are like, it's ending, they come to you, they add again, you know, they extend your contract.
Yeah.
Yes, there are such things that happen. And then you find yourself, after 2 years, it becomes permanent. You don't know where it, some things, it's opening doors to our, this is leading us to where we want to be. You know, you don't know why this is happening. You don't know why you are starting here. Now you'll be like, oh, but why? And they just started already getting their jobs, working at good, having a good office, working, getting the best job, earning the best salary already. And now for me, I'm starting from a 3,000, starting from a 2.5, from a 4,000. But you don't know why this is happening. Sometimes it's leading you to the way of, where you want to go. Sometimes it's opening doors to you. A greater door, even a greater opportunity. Mm-hmm. Now you don't know who you are going to work for. You don't know who you are going to meet. That's taking you to where you want to be. You know? To even a greater opportunity. At the end of the day, you'll be like, I appreciate, I wouldn't have been where I am today. At least now, because of this, I'm where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Some, they just started off as PAs. Some just started off as cleaners. Where are they today?
But, Mbushane, you know, most when we wrote the final exams.
Now, is that grade 12, grade 11?
Grade 11. Like, my mom... Yeah, I had a friend that was that is a manager in the mini market, those running mini markets.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom was like, please make a way for my daughter just to work there until she figure out what she'll do. Okay. And then the woman was like, she must come start from tomorrow. Mind you, those people start from 9 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one day, as I'm packing the things in the shops, I see three of my classmates, actually. Bushi, that day, I just wanted to disappear. You know, cause I'm
disappear
the type,
into thin,
cause I'm the type of person that talks too much at school, that is always up there. Now my classmates are seeing me. That day I ran away from them. But from that day, I told my mom, I got sick, man. And then I never went back to work anymore. Cause I was like, now if my classmate sees me, they are going to laugh at me. But when we think about it, I was actually looking for bread, But in a show, I was looking for bread to provide, for myself. But because I'm scared of what my classmate and schoolmate would say about me, I ran away and I quit with immediate effect. I was faster than the flesh, you know? Cause I feel like I only stayed there for 2 days. And then boom, my classmates, I quitted. It's exactly 18 minutes past 3. And if you have just tuned in, you are listening to Afternoon Breathe with the Francinas. And we are talking about embracing your unique path. And if you want to engage with us or say something, contribute, you can call us in the studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Please do call us and engage with us. So Mbushana, one can ask, apparently, how can I embrace myself? Where must, like, you know, this is the time to motivate. Be that motivational speaker that I know you of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how can I embrace my unique path or find myself or actually not be scared of what people think of me and just to showcase my talent. Whether I've been in grade 8 for 6 years, I should not give up. Because sometimes I remember back in the days we used to be in primary school, it was grade 7, with a girl that was way older than us, with maybe 8 years, but she was in grade 7 with 2 kids. So she usually used to go drop the kids off to school, because one kid was also in grade 1. No, they used to go to school. She would go drop them off and then come to school also in grade 7. Now she's supposed to be in high school, but she never gave up. She has been repeating over and over and over until I think that it was the time when Abraham Yambo was still alive.
The late
Abraham Yambo. And then he came to visit the school, and then he was told about the story, and the girl was actually helped out. They just helped her to make a business, and then did something for her to provide for herself. Now she's big there. She's actually a big businesswoman now. Now imagine if that person would have given up now. She wouldn't have gotten a chance to meet the minister, and this will be done for her. But she never gave up. That's why, my dear listeners, if you have something you want to pursue it, even if they must laugh. People will be there. There are those ones that they think they made it in life and they think they know everything. They will laugh at you. But sometimes ignore them. Close your eyes and pretend like those people are not there. Oh, I feel like I should become a whole motivational speaker. Yay! Because I'm an inspiration. It's 22 minutes past 3. Let's quickly go to the marketplace. We'll be right back to close off because we only have 8 minutes left.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Ono ngeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarude dayo loka. Okone ushe ndife nawa nukumona oijabo ili nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe ibali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
All right. Welcome back, my dear listeners. We are now closing off Mbushe. I think today I played the part of motivational speaker.
Are you sure about it?
I'm an inspiration, Mbushe. Now, we are closing off. We have exactly
when
6 minutes.
When I grow
minutes.
Up, I want to be like you.
You want to be like me. Yeah, ne?
To be a motivational speaker like you.
Like me. I'm Mbushe.
To be inspiring the listeners.
To be inspired. And
the youth.
Yes, the youth. Okay, let me. Now, how can you... I
know you had a question for me, but I think you have to repeat it. I do remember what you have asked for, but
you have forgotten.
No, I didn't forget, but I just want to give an indirect answer.
Oh.
Yes. So maybe it's worth repeating what you
How can you start now embracing your unconventional journey? Like, how can, you know, so, like you said, some people are just shy. How can I not be shy? Am I not a people? Somebody will ask themselves that name. And some people is just, like you say, they don't have the motivation. They need the Francina to motivate them.
Yes, they need the Francina to motivate them and
into showcasing their talent. Go out there. There's a light. You can continue. I know there's a light. I don't know where, but somewhere there's a light.
Actually. But anyways, my last words to this is that don't be discouraged.
Now, why are you talking with the castle?
Don't be discouraged, ne? If you have something in mind, sometimes you have something in mind and you want now someone else's opinion. We always end up going to someone that's wrong. Mm-hmm. Someone that can be jealous. They don't want you to become someone in life. They have a fear of if you help them or assist them or give them encouragement to what they have asked from you.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they'll be living the best life and you want both. You want like, I want like both of us to be at the same level. I just want us to be where we are. I don't want, it's either I upgrade or and leave you there or we should all just be there, you know? So don't just stick to one person when you want encouragement or you have something in mind and you feel like you want to go to the next level or you have decided, no, now it's enough is enough. I'm tired of being who I am or where I'm standing or what I'm doing or just being home. Let me do this. Let me take this risk. Don't just go for one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Try out different people. And don't just stick to someone that's around you. Go ask a stranger. Sometimes, yes, you don't know the person, but
people
you approach,
are scammers now.
You approach the person, obviously you won't go to any random person, no.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Even your own lecture or just someone that
you,
oh, yes.
You mean this stranger, okay.
Yes, you go to someone, you approach them like, good day, good day sir, or good day ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And you just ask for advice. And don't, sometimes you can also play smart. Do it like you're asking for someone else, not for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You know, even if you are going through something.
You're giving me ideas.
No, if you are going through something, and you don't want them to know that it's you that's going through that thing, you go pretend like, no, there's a friend of mine or a star of mine that's going through this. A, B, and C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you picked up something like that from there. You go sit down and you think of what you're going to do about it. You know, you don't have to be direct of who you, like, it's you. Pretend like it's for someone else.
But you, dear listeners, you must pretend.
No, don't. Depending on what you're going to ask. Because sometimes it's difficult, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give a scenario of you being pregnant. And it's not easy, you know, breaking it to the news to the parents.
I rebuke, but give you a scenario.
you fear to tell your parents about it.
Yeah.
You don't know how to, where to start.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you end up sending someone to go tell them because mm-hmm. you are not brave enough to go tell them or to face them, you know? So you want now the encouragement on to how to go about it, how you're going to break the news to them.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you go ask you, if you know someone that was pregnant, you'll be like, oh, when you fell pregnant, how did you tell your parents? You know, then you see, okay, you get the ideas from four people or three, and then you think of, okay, you think of the ideas they gave you, how they broke down the news to the parents, and then you're like, then if you know that it's a struggle to you, you can't do this, you can't break down this news to them, then you think of another way most. You'll be like, okay, let me just send an SMS. I don't think I can do it myself. Or let me send someone, obviously, most. So my last word is just to say that if you want to do something, do it.
Do it.
As long as you know that it's something that you're going to benefit, or it's going to multiply something in your life, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be discouraged. And if you know that you are struggling, or you feel like you doubt yourself, try finding ways to overcome this.
Yeah.
If you want to become who you want to really become, don't think of what do they say.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Because you are thinking about them, but then they are busy thinking of how they find, where will they get money to do whatever they want to do tomorrow. How will they be able to open up this certain thing? How they are thinking of what they'll do tomorrow. And you are here busy thinking of what will Francina say when she finds out I'm selling this or doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it for people. Do it for yourself.
For yourself.
This is some... Imagine you are doing it for yourself. Think about yourself, what you need, what you want to become, what's very important to you. And don't think of a stranger or the society, what they think of you. Because people will always talk.
Obvious.
They will always talk. No matter whether you are doing good or bad, whether you say, if you do something good, they'll still speak. Even if you say something bad, they will forever be speaking. They'll,
mm-hmm.
So, just do it. If you know that it's something good for you and yourself, and you are benefiting something into it, do it, my dear sister or brother. Do it and don't give up.
Never ignore
the society, because they'll always be speaking. They'll always be judging.
Obvious.
So, from me, Francina, it's a goodbye. We shall meet tomorrow again. Same time, same place. And that's, of course, on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And we'll be handing over the mic now to Matthias, where he'll be taking you through with Perfimbo. And do catch us on our podcast. You know, if you have missed out on any show that you have missed out on, you can go on our website. That's www.eaglefm.com.na and search the show that you have missed. And also, you can also listen to us live while we are on air. If you don't have the radio, you're not by the radio. Obviously, it's not everywhere you find yourself working with the radio, or you won't find yourself in a car where there's a radio so playing or that's working. So you can go on our podcast and also be ready for our newspaper edition. That's the Village newspaper that will be out from Friday. So get ready for the juicy, interesting news we'll be having for you starting from Friday. And the paper will always be coming out Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So enough with the talking. It's an adios. It's a goodbye. We shall meet tomorrow again. Take care. Drive safely. Be safe and do the right thing and adhere to the road rules.
Adios.